Will Halim, thanks so much for being here with us.
Thank you.
There are so many online blogs and magazines. Why did you want to start something like Storyburg?
We see that a lot of stories that are underreported, and stories sometimes are considered mundane for some, but for me, you know, there are always lessons to be learned.
You yourself are an immigrant and came from Indonesia in 1990,
That's
I believe.
Correct.
What elements of that experience are not being told in the more traditional media outlets?
That immigrants are as diverse as Americans, as people who are born in America. We are not a single category, to be frank. Not all immigrants are anti-Trump. Not all immigrants are pro-Trump. We are all over the place. And these days, those stories are not told.
Here in Pittsburgh, we often talk about the divide between the black and white community. We hear about the small but growing Latino community here in Pittsburgh. We often don't hear about the Asian American or the Asian community. What parts of your life, what part of your voice do you feel like you wish people heard more of?
Asian American is being categorized, being boxed into a certain stereotype that is not always true. An input that I receive from the Indonesian community elders, the leaders, that they pretty much told me that they have not been receiving any blatant racism against them.
Have not.
Have not.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard that, I was like, really? Seriously? You know, but
have you personally been experiencing some forms of racism?
Some form of blatant racism, you know, calling me names, cursing me. No. Though subtle racism, for example, people like to say, what's your nationality? You know, some people may get ticked by it. Some people may just say, oh, yeah, I'm from Indonesia. You know, but some people may answer it, no, I'm from Pittsburgh. And then they would say, no, what is your nationality, your real
right.
nationality?
Do you think it's a challenge that there is a quite small Asian American population here in Pittsburgh and many people may not just be familiar with the community?
Right. So I think the problem, it's two ways, you know. I think one that probably may fit the stereotype that Asians, some of them are not active in the communities. But on the other side of it, that they are not feeling welcome. They're not feeling invited. They are not feeling that they are included in those activities. So it's kind of two ways, you know. One has to probably go outside their comfort zone. But on the other side, that, you know, probably should make an effort to include them, invite them, make a personal connections.
This other part of your identity intersecting with all of this is being a stay-at-home dad. When you walk into those spaces for parents, for moms, how does it feel for you?
Just like being an Asian in the United States, oftentimes that I feel like I'm an outsider. And, you know, it takes two, that I have to go outside my comfort zone to make myself included. But sometimes, you know, it also takes the other side to welcome me, you know. So I really have to tiptoe oftentimes. I started becoming a stay-at-home dad when my wife attended grad school in Pasadena. But the situation are kind of different. They are more common to have stay-at-home dads roaming around in the park, in the mall, with strollers, you know. It's more common. In Pittsburgh, it's not so much. But I know there are people out there, there are meetup groups out there that would like to try to unite this stay-at-home dad.
Have you been meeting up with any stay-at-home dads?
I did twice. Yes, I did twice. And it was fun. I think we met at the Anderson Park next to Phipps.
Uh-huh.
And we brought our kids, you know, we played together. And I think we did it twice.
Will Halim, founding director of Storyburg, thanks again so much for joining us.
All right, thank you.